Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. In the Hall of the Mountain King is part of the incidental music that Edvard Grieg, Norway's most famous composer, wrote for the play Peer Gynt by Henrik Ibsen, Norway's most famous playwright. Peer Gynt may have been the name of a real person at one time, but his adventures are part of Norwegian folklore. Peer Gynt is the hero of the play, but he's not a very nice person. The first thing he does, aside from being generally rotten to his mother, is to go to a wedding and flirt with a girl named Solveig. But as soon as Solveig seems interested in him, Peer Gynt runs off with the bride instead. And it gets worse. Once he's gotten the bride away from her husband, Peer Gynt ditches her too. The next woman to catch Peer Gynt's eye is a woman in green. Well, actually, after he pursues her, Peer Gynt finds out that she's not just a woman in green, she's a woman who is green. She's the daughter of the King of the Trolls, also known as the Mountain King. Decides that Peer Gynt should marry his daughter and become a troll, too. By the skin of his teeth, Peer gets out of the Hall of the Mountain King without having to convert to trolldom. Through another series of adventures, he arrives back home, where his mother is dying. She reminds him about how they used to love to play make-believe, going on pretend sleigh rides together. So Peer imagines one more ride with her, up to the gates of heaven where St. Peter is waiting. By now, we've already been through three acts of the play. Peer Gynt has grown up, and he's busy traveling the world. The beginning of Act 4 finds him in Morocco, of all places, and it's morning in the desert. At this point, Peer is dressed in Arab clothing. Don't ask me how a Norwegian could think he might ever pass for Moroccan. Anyway, Peer Gynt sees a group of beautiful women, and they dance for him. The most beautiful woman of the bunch is Anitra, and she dances a solo. Anitra is one woman who does not fall for Peer Gynt. After she leaves, Peer sees a mirage. He is in the desert, after all. It's Solveig. Remember Solveig? The woman who fell in love with Peer Gynt at the wedding way back at the beginning of the play, before he ran off with the bride? In the mirage, Solveig sings about how much she wants Peer to come home to her. Peer Gynt has a few more adventures, including a voluntary visit to the Sphinx and a not-so-voluntary visit to an Egyptian insane asylum. Finally, on a dark and stormy night, he finds his way home to Norway and Solveig. music you just heard is only part of what Edvard Grieg wrote for the play Peer Gynt. But those are the pieces that Grieg put into two suites, sets of pieces from his incidental music that he arranged for concert performance. Edvard Grieg was Norway's most famous composer, and of course Norway is a country in Scandinavia. Next week on Classics for Kids, music by other Scandinavian composers. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for Classics for Kids.